Today, we hear from Stephen, the first martyr of the New Testament church. This enactment of Stephen speaking about his background is provided as part of the Eyewitness Acts series. You can watch the actor playing Stephen on RedeemTV.com. I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes.
And I gave them the Spirit's interpretation of the history of the Jewish people. They were probably bored because I was just preaching to the choir when the Spirit surprised even me. Through His power, I accused them and their ancestors of murder, of resisting the Holy Spirit, and disobeying the law. I thought I used to make my old rabbi pull out his hair, but you should have seen the Sanhedrin go berserk. They gnashed their teeth, covered their ears, and yelled at me. This is when I learned a lesson from them. Apparently, after the debacle with Jesus, the Jewish leaders had come to terms with the local Roman authorities. The Romans implicitly gave the Sanhedrin full authority to inflict any punishment on the Jews as long as an offense concerned a non-Roman citizen. This offense was against the sanctity of the temple, and no civil disturbances were made. Using this power, they grabbed me, and they dragged me outside the city and stoned me. I tried my hardest to imitate my Lord as I died by saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Do not hold this sin against them." Then bam, I was in the presence of my Lord. Talk about going home. That was so much better than ending up in a dirty little Greek village with a crabby old rabbi and a whiny wife. I want to point out something about my death that most people don't notice. Jesus usually sits at the right hand of God the Father, but when He knew that I was coming to Him, Jesus stood up to wait. That's a phenomenal reward for being the first martyr. After my death, a great persecution was started by the Jews in Jerusalem against the church there. Even though many of their actions were completely illegal by Roman law, many of our Christian leaders were forced to flee to other countries. The Jewish leaders didn't know it, but they were actually infecting the world with Christianity. The persecution of the Jews forced the dispersion of the Christians, eventually including the apostles. But this was only setting the stage. The real catalyst was that these dispersed Christians wanted to make disciples. They wanted to follow the direct command of Jesus to take the gospel to the whole world and make disciples. Part of their story was telling my story. The more they were persecuted, the more heroes were made. The desire to make disciples may seem normal to you, but Christianity was the first religion to make a distinct effort to spread. None of the other religions, including that of the Jews, had made any effort to grow. It was something the world had never seen, and most political and religious leaders didn't know how to respond. Plus, God had been preparing the world for the gospel to spread quickly. First, the Romans had built a huge highway system throughout the entire empire. One of the main reasons for the good roads was so that their military could move quickly in all kinds of weather. The American president, Dwight Eisenhower, used the same logic when he started America's interstate highway system in 1956. And just like that highway system, the Roman system caused a huge economic boom in the empire and improved communication. But most importantly, it allowed our missionaries and dispersed Christians to travel quickly and safely. Second, there was peace throughout the countries of the entire Roman Empire. The early church was born in a unique time. A traveler could go a long distance without worrying about bandits or foreign armies. This time of peace was so unusual that it received its own name, the Pax Romana. It started about 20 years before Jesus was born and lasted about 150 years after the church was born. A third factor in the spread of Christianity was the Greek language. Greek was a common language used throughout the Roman Empire. Virtually everybody of importance spoke Greek. This is one of the reasons why all the books in the New Testament were written in Greek. A preacher could go almost anywhere in the Roman Empire and preach in Greek, and he would be understood. What a masterful provision God made for an empire where people spoke multitudes of different languages. A fourth factor in the spread of Christianity probably won't fit with what you have heard in the past. For the most part, Rome was tolerant of all religions throughout the empire. The Jews knew this more than anybody else. They had special privileges, including exclusion from the military, just because of their religious beliefs. The early persecution of the church was caused by the Jews, not the Romans. The Romans eventually became irritated with the Christians because they would not worship the emperor or engage in certain community activities. But mostly, the Romans didn't even know Christianity existed until the church was well established. Some people have wondered why God didn't just miraculously save me, as he did with Peter and the other apostles. Some of the apostles asked the same question. But in God's most mysterious ways, he knew that my death would spread the gospel, just as their continuous preaching would. But that was the last surprise God had in mind about spreading Christianity. Just before I died, I saw the witnesses against me laying down their coats at the feet of a young man from Tarsus, a city located in modern-day Turkey. I could not hate him because I felt so sorry for him. He was opposed to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is a fight you don't want to pick. Little did I know it while I was dying, but that young man and I would spark the growth of Christianity around the world. He listened to me so well in front of the Sanhedrin that he later quoted almost my entire speech to Dr. Luke so that he could write the 7th chapter of Acts. He even quoted me himself in another passage written by Dr. Luke in Acts 17:24. A dead Greek, a live Turk, and an ascended Jew changing the world together through the power of the Holy Spirit. Like I said, God definitely has a sense of humor.
This has been an enactment of Stephen, the first martyr of the New Testament church. There are also other narratives by key people in the book of Acts that are available without charge. You can check it out at RedeemTV.com under the Eyewitness Bible series. Signing up is quick and easy, and there is absolutely no charge. Thank you, RedeemTV.com, for letting us air this.